Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris, and it's Sunday evening here in the UK, and I've just got back from a weekend away, and I've been catching up on some of the audio boos I've received in the past week. Last week I posted a question on Audio Boo, asking a specific question really from the blind and visually impaired community about how they read, how people who are visually impaired and blind read graphs and charts, that sort of thing. And the response has been very, very overwhelming, really. I've had an awful lot of DMs. I've had quite a lot of public responses, and it never ceases to amaze me sometimes when you put something out there that you're genuinely interested in, and the response you get. And I want to thank everybody who's shared the information, enlighten me, and through audio has helped a sighted person see more clearly, because I had no idea how I only had a basic idea of how Braille worked, but how to read graphs and charts, how there are different levels of Braille. There's mathematical Braille, music Braille, computer Braille, different levels of alphabetical Braille. Then there's ways of defining shadow, texture, all these things that come through the feeling of touch to relay the sense of sight, for want of a better expression. For those of us who are sighted, it's very difficult to visualize how a blind person sees the world. And in one of my responses, one of my DM responses, I received quite a few DMs on this, direct messages, personal messages. And one of the responses I gave back to somebody who was giving some information to me was that I couldn't grasp this idea of depth, this idea of how a blind person can feel via texture, colour, for example, or height. I've learned things about thermoimaging, or I can't remember the exact term now, excuse me for this, but this idea of using heat to define three-dimensional imaging for a blind person. The actual information has been not overwhelming, but it's going to take me some time to absorb it all. And it's something I'm going to do simply because I am interested. And it's something I don't want to discard, because you know what? The world around us is a visual world. And we take it for granted when we can see that the world is a visual world. We accept it as it is for what it is. We take it for granted as sighted people a lot of the time. When I go out hiking, for example, I'm astounded by the beauty that I see around me in the mountains, in a sunset or a sunrise, a vista laid out before me of hills and crags, snow on the mountain tops, pathways winding down, sheep grazing in a field. Those sort of things, and the colours, the way the lights of the sun plays across the land with shadows and clouds, and all these things I never tire of. And yet in my everyday life, I see my house, I go to work, I walk the familiar pathways, and all those sights and sounds that I take for granted, I don't really see. And so when I asked a specific question on Audio Boo, I learned far more than how to read, how a blind person reads a pie chart. I've learned so much more on how a visually impaired person, via the sense of touch, can see depth, can feel colour, can understand using texture to represent things that, in mathematics, for example, that I find astounding that somewhere people have come up with these ways of using the sense of touch to represent the sense of sight. And how that's interpreted, I still don't understand how some things are working. I still don't understand how you learn those things. But then I liken it for myself to learning a foreign language. I have difficulty in learning languages. My brain isn't wired for that. I try and teach myself to learn languages. I'm trying to learn Spanish at the moment using applications and that sort of thing. And I find it very difficult. And how I'm learning is just by repetitiveness, just forcing that meaning into my brain. One word meaning the same thing that it means in English, but in another language, forcing that and trying to remember it. I don't understand it. It doesn't come naturally to me like it does to a lot of people. And so I liken my understanding of what I'm learning so far about the communication methods, the visual communication methods, or communication methods to describe things, visual things to blind people. The mechanics of that are very difficult for me to understand, although I can understand it on a basic level. And I think to myself, well, just because you're blind, it doesn't necessarily mean learning Braille's easy. It must be that some blind people pick Braille up, for example, quite easily, and some don't, because it's how the brain is wired. The adage that other senses compensate for a sense that you lose, for example, your sense of hearing and your sense of touch might be more acute because you've lost a sense of sight. I would imagine that's only partially true. For some people, learning Braille, if you're a, for example, if you were a sighted person and you're having to learn Braille because you've lost your sight, for some people that might be easier than others simply because of the way the brain is wired. Not all of us can understand a language. Not all of us can understand mathematics. Not all of us can understand any subject, any particular subject. And what becomes easy for some of us is more difficult for others. And I would imagine that's the same with learning how to see using the sense of touch. And so what I've discovered is lots of things to give me thought, pause for thought. How these constructs are made, how these methods are created in the first place, and the whole process of creating a language that the visually impaired and blind community can use to compensate for the lack of sight. That whole process is astounding, and that's a subject in itself, let alone how you then interpret that and how you learn that, and then make that work for you on a daily basis. I was talking in one of my DMs to somebody who had lost their sight, and one thing I found, which I didn't realize, was that they could still write in the what I call the traditional method, if you like, the sighted method, using the traditional alphabet. This person, his first language is English, and or the second language is English. I think it's might be the second language is English, but they could write my name because they understand the English language, they understand the alphabet of the English language because they were sighted. They could see the shape of my name. The shape of my name is Chris, Chris, so they could write that down. And that got me thinking, if you were blind from birth, how would you be able to write for a sighted person to see what you're writing, or would it be in Braille? Do you then Is another part of that learning to learn the shapes of letters as they are in the alphabet, not just as they are in Braille. Learning, for example, that Braille is a like a 6-digit code, or a six, series of raised bumps to define the alphabet. And then, of course, on top of that, there's next levels of Braille, and then even a third level of Braille. And then those levels of Braille are then translated into other areas. They're translated into musical Braille, computer Braille, mathematical Braille. So remembering different things, and some parts of Braille have the same have one meaning if you're studying mathematics, but the same symbols can have a different meaning if you're studying music. Fascinating. So I want to thank everybody who's responded to me. I want to thank everybody who I'm having conversations with even now about this. And thank you for your time.
to help share your world with a sighted person. Thank you very much indeed. And as always, if applicable, God bless.